Good morning. Welcome to worship, and happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there, and wish you have a good weekend this weekend, and hope you get to visit with your family at some point. I think Terry had some announcements this morning.
Our summer Sunday school sign-up list is out now. We have one in the stand out front and one over here in the annex and one outside the office, and this one will be downstairs in the basement. Besides giving our normal teachers a chance to kind of rest during the summer, there's two very important points to having you sign up, and that is, the first one is they know the teachers are supposed to be there every week, but then they see somebody else from the congregation saying, hey, this is important, and I want you to know this. That makes a big difference to them. And then the second part is it gives them somebody else to look at and know when they come in through the doors every Sunday morning to church. And so it helps us promote that community of faith, that this is a place for everybody and this is something for everybody. So I encourage you to pick out a Sunday. Look at the topics, look at the dates, pick out a Sunday, sign up for it. We provide you with the information. You'll have the entire curriculum in front of you as the minute you sign up. I'll be looking for you to get to you, and we'll also provide all the supplies that you would need. And you're welcome to take it and do other with it, too. If you see something that you have an idea for, take it and put that in as well. But take a look at it, and please sign up.
Thank you. Are there other announcements? Anybody else with announcements this morning? If not, then I invite you to rise as we sing our opening hymn, Alleluia, Jesus is Risen.
Thank you.
congregation may be seated. The congregation is asked to follow along with Holy Baptism. It is in your green hymnals, and it is on page 121, and that's page in the front of the book, page 121. In Holy Baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father liberates us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. In the waters of baptism, we are reborn children of God and inheritors of eternal life. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, which is the body of Christ. As we live with him and with his people, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God.
Would Adeline to receive the sacrament of holy baptism?
Okay, do all of them right now? We can go ahead and do all of them. All three names.
I present Mason, Aubrey, and Adeline to receive the sacrament of holy baptism.
In Christian love, you have presented these children for holy baptism. You should therefore faithfully bring them to the services of God's house and to teach them the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. As they grow in years, you should place in their hands the Holy Scriptures and provide for their instruction in the Christian faith, that living in the covenant with their baptism and in communion with the church, they may lead godly lives until the day of Jesus Christ. Do you promise to fulfill these obligations? The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Holy God, mighty Lord, gracious Father, we give you thanks, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters and you created the heaven and the earth. By the gift of water you nourish and sustain us and all living things. By the waters of the flood you condemn the wicked and save those whom you had chosen, Noah and his family. You led Israel by the pillar of cloud and fire through the sea out of slavery into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection of your beloved son has set us free from the bondage to sin and death, and has opened the way to the joy and freedom of everlasting life. He made water a sign of the kingdom and of his cleansing and rebirth. In obedience to his command, we make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Pour out your Holy Spirit so that those who are here baptized may be given new life. Wash away the sins of all those who are cleansed by this water, and bring them forth as inheritors of your glorious kingdom. To you be given praise and honor and worship through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church, the faith in which we baptize. Do you renounce all the forces of evil, the devil, and all his empty promises? Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life
of the blessed. Amen. Mason, you ready? Okay, if you'll kind of lean over. Mason Ryan Loera, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, and stand up. Here, come here, Mason. Mason, come on back. We're not done yet. All right.
God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Mason, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Mason, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Okay. Aubrey, Hazel, Loretta, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to a new life through the Holy Sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Aubrey, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Aubrey, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Adeline Renee Johnson, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for freeing your sons and daughters from the power of sin and for raising them up to a new life through this holy sacrament. Pour your Holy Spirit upon Adeline, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence. Adeline, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen.
Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all life, look with kindness upon the father and mother of these children. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Make them teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen them in their own baptism so that they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Through baptism, God has made these new sisters and brother members of the priesthood we all share in Christ Jesus, that we may proclaim the praise of God and bear his creative and redeeming word to all the world. We welcome you into the Lord's family. We receive you as fellow members of the body of Christ, children of the same Heavenly Father, and workers with us in the kingdom of God. Peace be with you. And I think we have a few gifts. What's that? Yeah, y'all can go ahead and blow them out.
On behalf of the women of the church, we would like to present Adeline with the baby blanket made by the women.
On behalf of the women of the Church of St. Paul, we'd like to present Adeline with her first Bible. As she grows in years, teach her God's word and to carry with her throughout her lifetime. God's love and blessings.
On behalf of St. Paul Lutheran Church, we present Mason with this cross. As he grows in faith, let this cross remind him that God is always with him. And we of the St. Paul Lutheran Church. hold on. On behalf of St. Paul Lutheran Church, we present Aubrey with this cross, in hopes that while she grows in faith, she will be reminded that God is always with her.
Okay, y'all want to walk with me? You'll see everybody? Tell you what, y'all go on. I'll be right behind you. All right, our newest members. All right, guys, y'all can come back. You can come back. And we sing our next hymn, Blessed Assurance.
Lord be with you.
Let us pray. God of all power, you called from death our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. Send us as shepherds to rescue the lost, to heal the injured, and to feed one another with knowledge and understanding. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson is a reading from Acts chapter 9. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. The word of the Lord. Our psalm for today is Psalm 23, and we will read it responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Our second lesson is a reading from Revelation chapter 9. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
The words of eternal life. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple, in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Come on and join me. We're going to play a game today. Okay? Have a seat on the steps, because I'm going to have to go get the things that we need to play for the game. Hopefully you got some neat things planned for your mothers today. Okay? We're going to talk about that a little bit. But, like I said, I'm going to trust you today, okay? I am going to trust you because I'm going to ask you in a minute to close your eyes and listen. All right? So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you to close your eyes, and you're going to listen, and you're going to try to see if you can tell me what the sound is. Okay? And what I would like for you to do is when you know what that sound is, raise your hand. Okay? All right, so let me go get the goodies here. All right. So you ready for the first one? All right, close your eyes and let's see if you can figure this sound out. What is it? It's a jingle bell, that's right. All right, so you got that one, that's pretty good. All right, let's listen for the next one. Close your eyes. Yes, what is it? I brought a train in here? No, I just brought the whistle, okay? It sounds like a train. All right. Okay, one more. One more. Close. I saw some people peeking. All right, you got to listen carefully for this one, so everybody's got to be quiet. Yes, what do you think it is? A bird sound. What? A little baby chick, that's right. Okay, so now why am I doing this? Our gospel lesson says that Jesus knows his sheep, and they hear my voice. What's really interesting about a shepherd and sheep is they do know their shepherd's voice. Matter of fact, if you were to have like two flocks out here and one shepherd would try to go get that other flock, he would call them and they wouldn't come, because they don't know his voice. But when he calls his own flock, they come right to him. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Now, here's where I'm going to tie it into Mother's Day. My sister-in-law, who's no longer with us, Betty Carmichael, had this wonderful trait. We would go visit him and to see my nephew and niece, and they would usually be playing down the street with their friends, and she would walk to the door when we got there, put her fingers between her lips, and whistle. And let me tell you something, that was a whistle. It would fill this entire place. And sure enough, a few minutes later, here comes Sean and Shannon, my nephew and niece, back home. They knew when they heard that whistle that it was time to come home. And I've yet to find anybody that could whistle like she could. Jesus loves us that much. But how do you know that voice? How did you know these things that we had up here, these sounds? You've heard them before, right? And you thought about them. And you learned about them. That's what Jesus talks about. That's how we know his voice. We come here to hear his voice through his word, through the worship,
through baptism that we had celebrated today with you two. We learn all those things here so that when he calls us, we know his voice, because there's plenty of people out there and plenty of things in the world that want to call us. But it's nice to know that we have a shepherd that calls us. And when he calls us, we have Psalm 23. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. I shall not need anything because he's my shepherd." I think that's kind of important that we hear and learn his voice, don't you think? So I hope that you will come here so you can hear him call. You can hear him talk to him. That you can hear and learn his voice so that you know when he calls. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being the voice that we hear in the world. Thank you for calling us and for giving us the wonderful blessings and gifts that you give us and the gift of eternal life that you won for us in Easter. Help us to continue to seek you out, to come to this place, to hear your voice, and to know what that voice means for us. Amen. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning is full of opportunity. It actually starts off with an opportunity to give worship, to give thanks to God, and to give worship. It starts out that Jesus and his disciples are at the temple. They're under the porch area. It's called the Portico of Solomon. It's wintertime, and it was probably fairly nasty weather. They have weather like we do in the wintertime, and think of the drizzly, cold, wet rain that comes down during that time of the year. Their weather's similar, so that's probably where they were. But Jesus takes that opportunity to give thanks and praise to God. They're at the temple. It is in the middle of a festival. It's called the Festival of the Dedication. And what that festival was about was that in 168 BC, the king that was ruling Palestine was of Greek origins, a Seleucid king, and he was starting to change all the practices and laws of the Palestinian or of the Jews. And they did not like it because he was starting to put Greek gods into the temple. He was practicing Greek rituals and making the people practice Greek rituals. And the people rebelled. And it's called the Maccabean Rebellion. And they followed a fellow by the name of Judah Maccabee. And they actually won. The Jews actually won. They kicked the Greeks out of Israel. And so for a short time, they had home rule until the Romans came in. But during that time then, they rededicated the place of the temple and gave it back to God and turned their thoughts back to God, and they gave him thanks for delivering them out of the hands of their enemies. And so that's what it's basically the Independence Day of that time period for the Hebrew people. It's still celebrated today, except it goes by a different name. It goes by the name of Hanukkah. So that's what they were celebrating at that time, that eight-day festival. But it was a time to celebrate. It was a time to give thanks. It was an opportunity to worship God. And Jesus takes the opportunity of being there. He's under the porch, under the portico, and his disciples are there. And I imagine a lot of other pilgrims are there, a lot of other people who were there to give worship and praise and thanks and celebrate this festival season. And so I'm sure Jesus was out there teaching and talking to people and blessing them and maybe even healing a few folks. But then the religious leaders also saw an opportunity, not necessarily to give thanks and praise and worship to God, but they saw an opportunity to discredit Jesus, to be able to arrest him for heresy or to discredit him in front of all these other people right here in the temple. And so they approach Jesus and ask him, "Tell us plainly, are you the Messiah?" And it was a trap, because if Jesus would have said yes, well, they would have arrested him right there for blasphemy. But Jesus doesn't answer in that way. What he says is, I have said it before, and you haven't done anything to me at that point. And the things that I do, the signs that you see, the healings, the miracles, all that that I have done, testify to the fact that I and the Father are one. But yet you don't believe, and that's because you do not belong to my flock. My flock, my sheep, know my voice, and I am their good shepherd. We have a lot of opportunities in our life, and they present themselves in a number of different ways throughout our days. I mean, we have opportunities to be in school, opportunities to in work. We have opportunities just in our home life with our families. And many times we do seize those opportunities, and they're great that we seize the opportunities. Other times we just let those opportunities slide for one reason or another. But we always have opportunities. We have that chance to do something, to take care of things, to find something great. We also have the opportunity, for instance, this weekend, today, we have the opportunity to give thanks to our moms, to think about all the different things that moms have done for us, that moms were always there, maybe to cook for us, to tuck us in at night, to give us the things that we need, also to even teach us and to teach us in the way of behaving and doing right. I know my mom probably struggled with that a little bit. But to show us how to live and how to be a decent person. And so we have that opportunity today to give our mothers thanks and to honor them. Of course, we can do that every single day. Every day that we see them, we can give them thanks. But today is a special day because we give them honor today. We remember, we are reminded who our parents are. We also have the opportunity, like Jesus did, to come into worship, to give thanks and praise to God always, to do what God calls us to do. And Jesus does call us. Sometimes, you know, in life, we don't ever know which way we're going to go. But I tell you what, in life, we know how it ends. We know how our story ends. We know that ending. We know that story of Jesus and that promise of eternal life. We hear it once again here in this gospel recipe. No one can snatch them out of my hand. We know how our story ends. But the thing is we don't always know the middle of our story. We know how our story began. We know where we have been. But we don't always know what's going to crop up in our life. And so we have worries. We have troubles. We think about things. We're anxious about other things. We just read the Psalm 23 this morning as well then too. And with Jesus as our good shepherd, it paints that picture of who the good shepherd is. The good shepherd makes sure that the flock has plenty to eat, they have good water to drink, and they have a place to sleep at night. Christ provides everything for us in our faith. The good shepherd is here for us. He promises also to protect us always. And so when we see opportunities sometimes to do ministry, to actually follow Christ and do the things that Christ did and calls us to do, sometimes those things are scary. We don't want to do it. We don't think we're qualified. Sometimes we think, well, people are going to make fun of us. Other times we think we're going to fail. And so we don't seize the opportunity, and that opportunity is lost. There's always an opportunity to do ministry. There's always someone who needs our help. There's always someone who needs a kind word. Maybe just a smile every once in a while to somebody who looks like they need a smile. We have opportunities constantly to follow Christ, to be here on this earth, and to do the things that he has called us to do. Christ is our good shepherd. Christ is the one who calls us, and we can hear his voice. And we know his voice, and we follow him. Christ says, come, follow me. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. Please rise for the prayers. Let us pray to our risen Savior on behalf of the church, the world, and one another. Lord Jesus, bless and direct this congregation. Call us by name and lead us in love. Guide us in paths of discipleship and service. Let all be done to your glory and for the good of our family, community, and world. Lord, in your mercy. Bless our littlest lambs, our infants and toddlers, and all newborns in the faith. Lead them safely through the dangers of this world. Crown their innocence with holiness. Teach them to know your voice and to gladly follow wherever you would have them go. Lord, in your mercy. Thank you for mothers, foster mothers, and for all who care and love with a mother's heart. Adorn their lives with wisdom, goodness, common sense, and patience. Give them endurance and a good night's sleep to carry out their many tasks with a light heart and ready smile. Be their strength and shield when their burdens are great and sorrowful, and bestow your dearest comfort to all who have lost a child or who are unable to have one. Lord, in your mercy. Give a shepherd's heart to the leaders of all nations, especially our own. Teach them to seek the welfare of their people above power, wealth, or re-election. By their labors, grant the simple blessings of decent food, clean water, and the chance to raise families in freedom and safety. Give wisdom and integrity to all who risk their lives on behalf of others, and to all people, especially those whose lives have been shattered by violence. Grant a measure of your peace, Lord, in your mercy. O great and good shepherd, carry on your shoulders all who are suffering in body, mind, and heart, and restore them to wholeness and hope. Give a double portion of your spirit to all who care for them. Especially we remember before you Joe Barnes, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Lynn Magura, Janet Lemke, Susan Burroughs, Clinton Kaiser, Ruby Borseca, Nick Picard, Stacy Nelson, Gray Mosier, Elaine Molina, Joyce Meyer, and Jenny Millwall. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, enfold us in the great multitude of saints from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Wash us in your saving grace every day, guiding us to your calm waters of life. Lord, in your mercy. Grant to us all that is in accordance with your will, dear Jesus, and accomplish your salvation among us. For you are risen from the dead and dwell in majesty with your Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, we offer with joy and thanksgiving what you have for us, ourselves, our time, and our possessions. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Please rise. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O God, and unite the wills of those whom you have fed with one heavenly food. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives," we sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Amen.
forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.